Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Lily is looking for a second date update with a guy named Chris. Hi, Lily.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Life treating you well?
Yeah, honestly, it's been pretty good, except this guy. He just hasn't called me back.
All right, well, let's take it from the beginning. Why don't you tell us how you met Chris and how that first date went? We'll go from there.
So I met this guy online, and I went out with him twice. I thought he was really sweet and funny, and I know the chemistry was real. Like, we were totally hot for each other, okay? In a huge way.
Totally hot for each other.
How huge?
We almost in the parking lot in Kenwood Mall.
Oh, holy moly.
By the back corner by Talbot's, or were you in more of a high traffic area by Cheesecake Factory?
Or underground, under Nordstrom.
Are these suggestions you guys are making? Are these pretty, you know, remote places?
And if they are, private? That's TIMTim@WKRQ.com.
Well, we went to Maggiano's on our second date and had probably way too much wine, okay?
Oh, that's a high traffic location right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We ended up in his truck in the parking lot, and we stayed there for a little bit before we felt he was, you know, sober enough to drive home. So, I don't know, maybe an hour?
The number 4 bus goes right by there.
Made me feel like I was back in high school. It was pretty sexy. Well, then we got back to his place, and we definitely there. It was amazing. There was absolutely nothing that went wrong or was awkward or weird. And the next morning, he took me to breakfast.
Oh, so it wasn't like he was, you know, bolting for the door afterward.
Or handed you a banana on your way out.
Yeah, when they hang out and they're all about breakfast, that's a good sign.
That is.
Are you going to say, though, that you did it again in the car?
No.
Oh.
No, he dropped me in my car, kissed me goodbye, and then he said he'd call me later. And he never called me.
Maybe you should have had sex with him in the parking lot. Did you say, where'd you go to breakfast?
Just like a random little diner. Like, it's a cute little place. But, I mean, this makes me so upset. Like, I don't know what I could have done wrong, you know? I'm kind of playing the whole situation over and over in my head again, and maybe I shouldn't have had sex with him. You know, I don't know. This isn't something that I do on the regular. I don't do that kind of stuff in the parking lot.
I saw there was a couple in the middle of the parking lot at Rookwood one day, in the middle of the day. Because I had...
I remember you telling us this story.
Yes. I was in between appointments, and I had stopped there and gotten a salad somewhere, and I was sitting in my car, and I'm eating my salad in the middle of the... And this car that was, like, randomly parked with no other cars around it, and those windows were steamed, and I could see 2 people in the back seat.
Oh, it happens all the time. My boyfriend works at a local establishment, and there are calls about it all of the time.
I'm kind of surprised at Rookwood, man. They're usually pretty good at patrolling that parking lot. Not that I know that firsthand. I'm just saying.
You've been busted before.
I know it. Remember the green iguana on West Shore?
Oh, yeah. That's a residential area, Jen.
Hey, some people like it.
There is that there, you know, that some people find that, you know, it adds to the thrill of maybe being caught or seen or spotted or, you know, don't recommend. Well, I like that he took you out to breakfast. How did it end, like, after breakfast?
He seemed really sweet. Like, we were just talking about, you know, the night and how much fun it was. And then he just kissed me goodbye. And he said he called me later.
Huh.
It's like, he never called. And I was like, really expecting a call. But, I mean, I guess maybe, I don't know if it's just me or, I mean, maybe it is because it was, you know, sex on the second date. Maybe... guys don't like that. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know that I agree with that.
Yeah.
But you're worried about how he perceives you now because of that?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't see me as like wife material or something.
I hear you. I like to think these things are just big misunderstandings, that it wasn't that you did anything wrong. It's just he's got something else going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those, maybe it's him, it's not you situations.
Maybe it's mommy issues. Who knows? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. That's what I love about Second Date Update is we don't always like the answer, but at least we get it figured out one way or another.
Closure.
Yep.
And every now and then we get a second date, which is what I'm hoping for you, Lily. So we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll call Chris and see what he really thought of you and his date with you coming up next. But Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. right, Lily goes on a date with Chris, and it was wild from the get-go. Did you say you didn't even make it into the restaurant before you guys hooked up, or was that after in the parking lot?
We hooked up in the parking lot, and then we actually had actual sex at the parking lot.
Okay.
Jeez.
So then it went back to her place, and then the next morning there was breakfast, and it was just fun all around. He said he would call her later, and he didn't, and now she's wondering if maybe giving it up was a mistake because it ruined his image of her.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just trying to get the bottom of it.
Okay. You ready to call Chris? Anything else we need to know before we start dialing?
That's all I can think of. I mean, I keep playing it over in my head, and I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Chris, please?
Speaking. Who's this?
Hi, Chris. It's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. We got you on speakerphone, man. How you doing?
Jeff and Jen, like the radio show?
Yes, sir. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. You got a few minutes?
I do. But I'm wondering what this is about.
I know. You sound a little hesitant. We're not trying to embarrass you or anything like that. This is not an ambush, I promise.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, you have an admirer out there. We spoke with your friend Lily, who you recently went to Maggiano's with.
Yeah. I'm guessing this is like the second date update show that you guys do.
Yes, it is. Are you cool with that?
Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, Lily's a wild one. I'll definitely say that. She definitely is different.
She does sound a little wild. Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a little wild.
I mean, yeah, she was fun. We had a good time. But I don't know. Like, I'm guessing she probably filled you guys in on the date.
Yeah, she did, and she told us everything, or at least
most of everything. Maybe she did.
Yeah, we're assuming that. Maybe not. I don't know. But she is wondering if maybe, like, you know, she blew your image of her by
being so frisky in the car in the parking lot.
Maybe being a little too wild. Now she's wondering if that was a mistake. If that, like,
is there such a thing as too wild? I mean, have you ever encountered someone who was too wild?
Yep.
Really, what happened?
I'm not into fire.
Fire?
Yeah, burning.
Well,
like
you're
hot
not
wax
fun.
Or like fire.
No. Fire.
What did hot they want to do with fire. The fire?
Burning.
They wanted to burn you?
Burning was a thing, and it was not my thing.
Where did they want to burn you?
On your skin.
Where?
Anywhere you wanted to accept burning.
Like, and
it was a very, very short thing. Like, fire got out. There was candles, but it wasn't about the wax. There was Bic lighters. When you hear the butane click on.
Oh, my God, I would think your hair would just, like, singe.
Maybe that was a goal. I don't know.
So did they want to burn you or they wanted you to burn them?
I didn't ask.
Both? They just brought out the flamethrower and
I was supposed to go first and I bowed out.
How far into it were you? Like, did they introduce this at the very beginning?
No. It was a crazy random drunk hookup and then the fire started happening.
That is bizarre.
I'm trying to not get too detailed here. Clothes came off.
Uh-huh.
You know, soft petting.
Okay.
Fire. I gotta go. This was a bad decision.
How long did it take you to put your clothes back on?
Very quickly.
They hopped on your body.
Very
didn't
quickly.
They?
Tim is speedy.
They say when there's a fire, don't even get dressed. Just run out of the house.
That was a long, long time ago.
It's true, Jeff. This is interesting, though.
Did you stop, drop, and roll?
I've known a lot of girls in my day, too, especially in college, that were just, like, over the top when it would come to what they would be willing to do sexually and where.
Yeah.
Like, just out there already.
So, you know, maybe this whole messing around in the car at the parking lot at the mall isn't that salacious or wild or crazy.
Yeah, no, damn, Lily sounds like an angel after hearing that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris, did Lily try to light you on fire?
Yeah, ever had your burned?
We definitely didn't get that far. So
the hair singes and everything.
It's it's definitely not that Lily was too frisky or anything like that. Like, we had a good time. She definitely was fun. It was a good night. But the weird part is, and I'm not sure if she mentioned this to you guys, but she slept over, and while I was sleeping, she decided to literally clean my whole house. Like, I got up in the morning, and everything was spotless. Like, if I hired professional cleaners to come in and scrub all the darkest, like, deepest corners of my
apartment. I mean, like, that's, I kind of want to sleep with her.
Like, yeah, like, no, my bathroom has actually never been that clean before. My kitchen, I couldn't even recognize my kitchen because I got, you know, I'm a little messy. So, but all my laundry was done. It was folded. It was put away.
Are you
shitting
me?
Seriously.
No, I'm not even kidding. And the crazy part is I had no idea because, like, I slept through all of that. I did not hear one thing the whole time.
Well, I can relate to that.
Do you think maybe she was so amped up on what an amazing, fun night she was just... Because I remember when my grandma couldn't sleep at night, she'd get up and wash the kitchen floor.
Like, she was so Jones, she couldn't
Like, she just couldn't sleep. What do I do? I'm here at this guy's house.
I do know people like that who get real amped up and, like, they need some kind of outlet for their energy.
They got to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I guess I could see, like, okay, like, you know, she got my room together or whatever. Like, oh, that was sweet, you know, and that was cool. And but this lit my whole house. You know, it definitely took her like 4 or 5 hours.
So did it just feel like she was kind of intruding in on your stuff and your territory?
It bothered you? Did she mess with your stuff?
I felt, first of all, I was a bit shocked and, you know, taken aback. I felt like a little, like it was a bit invasive. And I did also feel like, is this a red flag? Like, I mean, you know, gotta love a girl who cleans, so that's definitely, like, not a bad thing, but...
Did you feel like you'd have to maintain that?
Well, no, I just, I'm like, you know, this early on in our, you know, in our situationship, whatever you want to call it, to have, it just kind of felt like stage 5 clinger, ding, 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 like, going off.
Yeah, I could see that.
Ah, gotcha.
Like, she's already,
you know,
moving
and,
in.
And I was, like, is the next time we see each other, she's like, I want to meet your parents, and like, let's do this. And then before you know it, all her clothes moved into my home, and you know, she has a toothbrush on the sink by day 3, like,
okay,
that, you know what I mean?
Gotcha,
like,
I mean, what's
gotcha.
Wrong
usually
with
on
that
the first
though
date with that.
Right. Okay. Well, Chris, let's ask Lily, because we got her on the line here, and she's done a very good job at staying quiet and giving you the floor. Yeah, Lily, so what was up with that? Did Chris just have a really messy house, or is this the kind of thing you like to do?
Listen, I couldn't sleep, and when I was in college, I cleaned houses to pay for school, so it's something I can do really, really quickly, and it was obvious that it really needed to be done. I mean, I wasn't trying to be your mom. I was just trying to do something nice. I'm really sorry if it weirded you out. I was just trying to be nice.
Dude, I would have bought that chick a house.
Yeah,
I would have
no
been
kidding.
Like, oh, my God, this place looks let's amazing.
Go. You want to stay over tomorrow, too?
Yeah.
Like, every day?
Let's sleep in the basement.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
No kidding.
I was just laying there for hours, and I didn't know what to do. I was so antsy.
Yeah, I get that. I do know some people who are like that. They can't shut the brain off, or they've just got, you know,
they can't
up
just
in,
lay there. They got to actually do
be doing
something.
If they're not sleeping, they got to be working or doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I know there's, you know, people like that. So, I mean, now I kind of feel like, you know, I did appreciate you cleaning, and I was very impressed actually with your cleaning. I just thought it was a bit abrasive for like the first sleep, you know, sleepover, whatever. You
was your?
It.
I think my thing would be like, hey, where's my stuff? Like, I would have mixed emotions about it because on one hand, I'd be like, oh, my God, this place looks great. But on the other hand, what'd you do with my stuff?
Yeah, I definitely had something there. Where did that go? But, you know, I ended up taking her out to breakfast. It's kind of like, this is sort of like my thank you. And I just didn't call her back.
Yeah.
Do you want to now, though? I kind of feel like I want to call her.
Yeah, because if you don't, Fritch would like to go out with her.
Yeah. I will see if Scott's open to maybe me dating you, okay? Okay, Lily?
He might be.
Okay, he probably would be.
Yeah, I mean, you both sound like very nice people. And if you're open to it, we'd love to send you guys out on a second date now that Lily has kind of explained herself.
Yeah, I'm sorry for seeming like a type A mother. Sorry about that.
I, you know, like I said, like, Lily, I think you're great, and I think we had a lot of fun. And so, you know, I just, knowing what I've just shared, kind of like, you know, taking things like a little slower on that front. You definitely can clean now that I know, like, you know, you sort of, you know, you go stir crazy or whatnot. But, I mean, just like, with other things, you know, just a little slower. So, but I would definitely be open to seeing Lily
again. Okay.
So that's a yes from both?
I'm down.
Yay. Great. How about that?
Awesome.
Does that mean you guys are sending us somewhere?
Maggiano's. Again.
Okay.
Nice. You can go wherever you want. We'll pay, you know, within reason. We can't pay for alcohol, but we'll pay for everything else.
How about sushi? Let's get some sushi.
That works for me.
Great. Then we'll set it up with Lily since she's the one who made the call. Chris, we thank you for coming on Second Date Update, man. Thanks for being honest with us. And Lily, thank you for putting yourself out there.
Thanks for helping.
All right. Mm. Good luck to you both.
Yeah.
So if we can do a Second Date Update for you, you could shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.